This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress has planned to reduce milk and cheese surpluses, cost taxpayers a bundle, and then it put them in a bind. Some cheese? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, when Congress wrote the last Farm Bill in 85, somebody had the bright idea that a sure way to reduce the mountains of government milk and cheese was to pay 14,000 dairy farmers to peddle their herds to the slaughterhouse and get out of the dairy game. This failure of logic cost taxpayers $1.5 billion, and less than a year later, the dairy surpluses were hitting new records. Congress forgot that the crafty dairy farmers who stayed in the business would take that golden opportunity to expand their own herds. Ted, we can't turn back the clock on that caper, but we can darn well make certain Congress doesn't fall for the same old trick twice. As Congress now puts a new farm bill together, let's work to create a dairy program that doesn't just milk the taxpayers again.
Al, for an old bull, you certainly got cowed by that issue. Whatever the merits or demerits of the buyout plan to encourage dairy farmers to reduce the size of their herds, even you have to admit that the overall dairy program enacted in the 1985 Farm Bill is a success. One sign of that success is lower cost to the federal government, down from $2 billion a year in the early 1980s to $500 million this year. As federal farm programs go, Al, that saving isn't exactly chicken feed. Excess dairy production is still a problem. With consumers purchasing less for health reasons, the government has pledged to buy up the difference. The surpluses are stored in huge caves in the Midwest. With millions of needy families in this country, Al, and billions around the world, you'd think we could figure out a better use for our dairy surplus than storing it in caves. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.